Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Here we go, this is Fancy New Band. Structured a little bit differently from previous weeks, but keeping it fresh is always good. I'm a big fan of that. And I'm very excited to be joined in studio by Sophie Mashlin.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm good, yeah. I got a good night's sleep, so feeling good today. And how about you?
I'm good. I always love that feeling when you just have like a really, really good, decent sleep and you just wake up feeling like absolutely refreshed.
Energized.
Yeah, energized. If you would, just introduce yourself and just give us a brief history of this project.
So my name is Sophie Mashlin, and a lot of people would kind of call their bands and stuff projects. I don't know, mine's just kind of like, it's just me, right? Like, it's my birth name. It's just like, you know, it's kind of like a project, but at the same time it's like inherently tied to me as well. But basically I just started playing guitar when I was like 9, and then started writing music a little bit after that, and just since then I've just been doing more and more, performing more, playing more. And just in the past couple of years, I've been doing some sort of more substantial gigs, and decided to start recording some music and releasing it. You know, doing my thing, doing my passion. Mm. I don't know.
Cool. No, that's really awesome. Because I know you've been creating music for a while, which you said. But I'm interested to know. I mean, how your sound has, or how, yeah, I guess how your music and how your sound's developed and changed. Do you feel like it has, or?
I mean, it definitely has. Like, when I was 10 and first writing music, obviously it would have been like very kind of juvenile, like children's kind of stuff, you know, like I was really into Taylor Swift. But as I've sort of grown and stuff, like I went really, really folky for a couple of years, and now I'm kind of like, I'm still like quite folky, but I guess it consistently evolves. Like, every new song that I write is kind of a step in a different direction. Like, you can tell it's mine, but it's, you know, they do constantly evolve. And so I feel like I've kind of got like, yeah, I went from like writing like pop music as a younger person to writing like folk music. And now I kind of write like indie folk kind of, I don't know.
I feel like there's also like a translation between pop music, in a sense, to kind of more folky, like we've seen, like, and kind of vice versa, like even with like, say, like Taylor Swift, we've like seen her kind of transition from that. So it's interesting to hear that you've gone from one to the other. And
yeah,
kind of,
I mean, yeah. I don't really think, you know, I think that a lot of the difference between like folk music and pop music, or any genre, and pop music is really just the way that it's produced. So I think that if my melodies and the way that I write music was produced with like, you know, the stuff that's in trend right now, like heavy synths and stuff like that, it probably would pass as a pop song. But to me, just something about the way that the texture of folk music and sort of indie folk sounds is just really appealing. So it's never really yeah, I've just always written what I like the sound of. So, you know, I mean, I love listening to pop music, but I do have this really deep connection to like acoustic guitar and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Cool. Just talking more about like producers and stuff. Are you working with anyone with these songs?
Yeah. So, in like May last year to sort of June, and then I went back for another couple weeks in September, I recorded a 10-track album with Ben Edwards, who did like Nadia Reid and Aldous Harding and all those artists.
Awesome.
And so we recorded the 10 songs together, and the album comes out in April, on April the 23rd. And yeah, so.
And this is the track you're performing today is off of that?
The track I'm performing is off of it, yeah.
Awesome. So, talk more about that, because we're going to be playing it in a sec, and you were just playing it a bit before, and it sounds amazing.
Thank you.
How long have you been working on this track, and maybe just the rest of the songs on this album?
I mean, I finished writing the album over a year ago, because, I mean, we recorded it almost a year ago. So yeah, these songs are like, you know, it's funny, I keep listening to it and going, man, I sound so young, or something like that, you know, but like it was. It was recorded a little while ago, but this song in particular, it took me about 25 minutes to write, maybe. I don't know. I recorded it in like June of 2017, and I was sitting in the bathtub and I was really upset and it was really cold and I just sort of started getting some ideas for lyrics and then I kind of got out of the bath and I'm like, oh my God, I have to write this down, you know, like, and then I just, the guitar kind of fell into it and just felt really natural and stuff. So nice. it wasn't a long process at all. It was like maybe an hour at most. I don't know. Like,
awesome. No, that's wicked. This track though is called Not This Time.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to hear you perform it. I reckon we should just get into it now.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, well, thanks again for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Where can people follow you online if they want to continue along your musical journey?
People can follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. I don't really use Twitter, but if they like Twitter, you know. And my music is on Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube Music or, you know, any of your preferred medium of music listening.
Nice.
It's all just under Sophie Mashlin. It'll be really easy to find. I'm the only person in the world with a name. You're not going to find anything else. If you're bad at spelling, it's like Sophie and then like mash like a potato and then L-A-N. And by the time that you type in the mash part, the rest of it should kind of just fill
pop
in.
So, nice. Yeah. just out of interest real quick, do you have any live shows coming up at all?
Yeah, I do. So I'm playing a support show with Ayrton Hall on Sunday, this coming Sunday. I'm playing at the Radio 13 headquarters
on
Simon Street. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So yeah, that one's coming up. And then I do have a big tour planned for my album release, which was in April, so I do have a lot of stuff on the horizon as well for live shows.
Nice.
Yeah,
sounds
exciting
good.
Times.
Yeah, wicked. All right, thank you so much for coming up. We're going to check out this track, Not This Time. Awesome. If you're tuning in now, this is Fancy New Band. We have Sophie Mashlin in studio. We're just going to quickly reset and get set up for this live track, so stick around.
This is Fancy New Band.
I understand all the words you're spilling out. I hear the things that you mean without a doubt. I see all your messages and all that you're about. But I can't forgive all the pain that I once felt. I still remember all that time spent by my phone, begging for your company to never feel alone. I look deep inside myself, I look deep in my soul. I looked at the road in silence, driving my way home. So don't tell me that you're sorry, not this time. And don't tell me that you want me in your life. Tell me that you're sorry, not this time. I will forgive all the things that you once said, but I will remember all those voices in my head. I always feel so different now, I just can't comprehend how you could turn around like this was all just play pretend. So don't tell me that you're sorry, not this time. And don't tell me that you want me in your life. You're sorry, not this time.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.